This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Can you be a Democrat and be a Christian? And by being a Democrat, I mean vote Democrat.
Yeah, you can. Voting for the wrong party doesn't make you not a Christian. And the Republicans aren't any better. You can be Christian and make a lot of mistakes. You know, you want to vote for socialists and things like that, you know, but it's what it is. You know, the Democratic Party is evil. I know that.
If you're voting for evil, how can you be? Because what? They support abortion up to and including the day of delivery. They support... Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I mean, in California, they killed a bill to make it a crime for trafficking. And you know what I mean by trafficking.
Yeah,
making it a very serious offense. I mean, when you oppose good things or you favor evil, that would be like being a Jew and being a Nazi. Although I think there were Jews that were probably Nazis. I think there were, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm perplexed by anybody who claims to be a Christian and votes Democrats. And I ask them questions. And a lot of times they're very ignorant of stuff. They just believe whatever the lies the left media is telling them. They don't think. And then when you start bringing this stuff up, they get uncomfortable. So that's a good sign that they get uncomfortable. But I'm with you. It's a problem. But technically, can you? Yeah, you can. You could be ignorant of certain things in the Democratic Party.
Number 5.
In Acts 2:38, if Jesus told them to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, how come not one time in the Bible has any of the disciples baptized, any of his personal disciples baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Why are they only baptized in the name of Jesus?
You know, when I was in Southern California, I used to go bodyboarding, and some greenies would get in the way, and I'd get hydrocough, and I was craving grinds because of it, and I'd just go out there, and I'd give up. Okay. So what I just did was talk to you in cultural terminology from a certain place at a certain time. And if you don't understand the culture, you would understand what I just said. So what does it mean to baptize in the name of? When you go to Acts 4:7, this is the clue for the cultural context. And it says in verse 6, and Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of highly priestly descent. And they were placed in the center. The disciples then began to inquire, by what power or in what name have you done this? And Peter said, filled with the Holy Spirit, he said, let it be known that in the name of Jesus we did this. Okay, he says that in verse 10. So what he's saying is the authority, that's what it means. When it says we're doing it in his name, in the name of Jesus, that means by the authority of the Lord Jesus. So when Jesus in Matthew 28:19 said, baptize this way, when they would baptize in the name of Jesus, they're baptizing in the authority of Jesus. And to do that, they would then say, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay?
Number 4.
So basically he's saying that God is all powerful. He can create all this stuff, but he can't make simple stuff like a giant boat or, you know, temples and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's basically really bad logic. So he'd say we would expect such and such. So he's saying that his personal opinion is how we people would expect things to really be. So therefore God doesn't exist. It's really dumb logic. And I'll just say it flat out. Aaron Raw couldn't think his way out of a wet paper bag. And if he were to say that to me, you know, if he were to say, look, your God can create the universe. Yes, that's true. But he can't create an ark. Why did he create an ark? Because he had people do it instead. Well, that means we would expect him to be able to do that. We would. So where'd you get this idea that we would expect? What universal truth pattern principle are you in touch with that you'd say this is what we as people would expect about God to be able to do? It's just ridiculous. All he's offering is complete subjectivism and what he and his varied imagination thinks ought to be done. So this is when you want to go to SpongeBob SquarePants and go, use your imagination. Because that's all he's doing.
Number 3.
My second question is also a quote from Aaron Robb. He said, if God were real, then there wouldn't be any apologists, because we wouldn't need them, because there would be evidence for God. And if there was evidence for God, then we wouldn't need faith, because we would already have demonstrable evidence of his existence.
You should send me that paragraph. You should send me that, because I could write an article response and just rip it apart like a monkey in a cupcake, okay? I mean, just shred it, okay?
Number two.
It's pretty bad, okay? If God were real, then there wouldn't be any apologists, because we wouldn't need them. Really? Oh, okay. This is that simple. So where did he get that? Out of the book of Second Hesitations? It's just ridiculous. We'd have evidence for God. And who says we don't have evidence for God? Because the Bible tells us the evidence is there. And of course there's evidence. There's transcendental evidence. There's logic evidence. There's the issue of beauty. There's the issue of the resurrection of Christ. There's the issue of one in many. There's the issue of an infinite regression of uncaused causes can't be possible, particularly when you look at it in the issue of all contextual facts have an ultimate origin. We could get into all kinds of stuff. And so he makes the mistake of thinking that evidence is so objective that anybody with a rational mind will simply believe it. And so what he's further doing is failing to understand the deceptiveness of sin, which the Bible talks about, which if sin were a lake, Aaron Ra would be not only swimming in it, he'd be scuba diving in it. So he doesn't understand the position he criticizes. He doesn't understand the theological perspective he's trying to work against. And then there's the issue of how many evidences would be sufficient. What kind of evidence are there? Because the evidence necessary to prove that there's a loaf of bread in my pantry is different than the evidence I would use to demonstrate God exists. So there's just different kinds of evidences, and he doesn't deal with that kind of a thing. And so we wouldn't need faith. Well, not necessarily, because everybody has a measure of faith, which is what Aaron Ra does not like at all. When I talked to him last, I said, yeah, you got faith.
No, I do not.
Oh, yes, you do have faith. No, I don't. Yeah, you have faith that the person driving a car opposite direction of you won't cross that yellow line and crash head on into you. You have faith it's going to happen. No, I don't have faith. It's just the logic of it happening so many times. They can deduce. They go, yeah, you can't prove it, so you have faith that it's going to work.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye. Whoa, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.